This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, December 9. Difficult faithfulness. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Having looked at Luke 1 already this month, we know about the angel's announcement to Mary and the miraculous conception of her son, who would be named Jesus. But Joseph did not know all of this at first. To him, Mary's story must have sounded ridiculous. Really? A virgin birth? Joseph knew that the law was on his side and that he had every right to end his pledged relationship with Mary. But he was also righteous enough to understand grace. Righteous people understand the need to protect others despite the apparent circumstances. Joseph intended to do the best he could with a bad situation. He felt he had to confront what he saw as Mary's sin, while also living with as much integrity as one could muster when his world had turned upside down. Have you been there? We all face difficult decisions at times. Even seeking to live righteously does not guarantee a life free from hard choices. But God, in His grace, revealed to Joseph that Mary's child was part of a bigger plan. In fact, God invited Joseph to be part of that plan, to let the world know of forgiveness through Jesus' birth. Grace invited him into that story. It can do the same for you. Pray with me. God of truth, in a sinful world, our vision of righteousness is sometimes cloudy, and our obedience is imperfect. Give us the courage to follow you, even when faithfulness is difficult. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.